It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz, coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, where Michigan comes to talk. Let's talk about the situation with WDIV reporter Hank Winchester. According to news reports, his home was searched by law enforcement last week in connection with allegations of unwanted sexual advances. Winchester is a highly respected and decorated journalist with 24 years at the station. He is currently on administrative leave as the investigation unfolds. This part's important. No charges have been filed at this time. Fox 2 News reported that Winchester is studying massage therapy at this time and that electronics were seized from his home during the search. What's actually going on? Let's bring in Hank Winchester's attorney, our friend Todd Flood. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks.
I appreciate you being here. I've been friends with Hank for 30 years. You've been friends with Hank for 30 years. This doesn't sound right, doesn't really add up. What do we know at this time?
It is such a frivolous investigation, and it's, I will say that, you know, we look for the immediacy. If this happened yesterday and the search warrant took place the following day, that might be, you know, something. But this is so stale and old, and I smell, you know, a rat here of a proportion that this should have there should have never ever been a search warrant at Hank's house. I have a big problem with Fox even running this story. This is crazy to me. Your station, 7, CBS, they wouldn't run this story if the person was in charge. And how, you know, the taint of this takes place. I shame on Fox for doing that, in my opinion. It's just wrong, especially, you know, because there's no charges here. I have a big issue with that. And, you know, like I said in my statement, this case will end where it began, nowhere. And the fact of the matter is that, when you're a public figure, that you can have people throw arrows at you, and it's a different ballgame.
Let's talk about the process. What does it take to get a search warrant? Is this something that needs some sort of probable cause?
Well, probable cause is needed to establish, you know, a search warrant, but oftentimes police officers take it in front of a magistrate that just stamps and, you know, doesn't give great scrutiny. Oakland County, just so you know, not unlike Kim Worthy's office, unlike Wayne County, unlike many and federal court systems, Oakland County police departments do not have a requirement that a prosecutor, an assistant prosecutor, sign off on the warrant, a search warrant, ahead of time. Most legitimate counties, and guaranteed all federal search warrants, a U.S. attorney, an assistant U.S. attorney, has to look at it to see if it establishes probable cause to find the fruits for what you're looking for at that particular location. Oakland County, sadly so, and I know Karen McDonald wants this to happen. She wants to have the check and balance, but police agencies don't do it. They don't have an assistant prosecutor or a lawyer look at a search warrant before it's signed by a magistrate. You would think you take this in front of a magistrate who's not a prosecutor in himself. There's a swear to. The cop goes in front of the magistrate, and they sign off on it. It's a rubber stamp. And you can rest assured that this search warrant is going to be – I eviscerate this search warrant if there isn't because we haven't seen an affidavit, if it doesn't have – the necessary elements to prove, you know, the probable cause standard.
I would think that law enforcement would be very cautious to make sure that they knew what they were doing before they executed a search warrant, because the likelihood of it going public would be high. And if they're wrong, as you say they are, that this would blow up in their face. But you never really know. And then you see the reporting, and it says Beverly Hills did this. The federal, there's no federal agents involved in this. The Beverly Hills police go in. Then they say the sheriff's office assisted, which makes it sound, you know, like it's very, very serious. I don't know that that's true in this case.
It's not. there might be backup or assistance because Beverly Hills doesn't have the IT system put in place at their department for, you know, doing any kind of dumps. So, you know, the sheriff's office does. Perhaps they're brought in solely for that purpose. But at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing here that just something's wrong here. Something's off here. And based on what I've seen preliminarily talking to Hank, you know, he's put in a position where, you know, people can target him. And I believe that's what took place here.
Is it accurate that that Hank studied massage therapy? Is it accurate that electronics were seized?
I can get into the electronics, yes, and therapy, yes, but it's not, you know, it's not something that I'm not going to get into the details or evidence of the case because.
No, I don't want to get that. I don't know. You know, you see the way news is reported today, you don't have any idea if there's an ounce of truth to any of it or a bit of truth.
The fact of the matter is this should have never been a story, and your former station wouldn't have done this as a story until somebody actually was charged. Most stations have that integrity. But now that it's there, you know, it's one of those things where you taint a potential, you know, I have a big problem when you run stories on suspects potentially and you taint and there's no charges, but where do I go to get my name back, right?
I tell you, Todd, they tell you if you see something, say something, or even more so, they'll say, if you're worried about your own child, you know, like in a school shooting or some sort of situation, bring it forward so that police can come and investigate. And if people are afraid to say something because it does ruin lives. Police may come out and all of a sudden that information gets leaked to the media and all of a sudden, there wasn't anything there, as it turns out. And all of a sudden, the entire life is changed forever. And I think that I think it's surprising to me that that this story was run. There's no charges. It doesn't make sense. I don't think he's a public official to the height of, I used the example earlier, Kwame Kilpatrick or a mayor of a sitting city or some
right.
elected official or something like that. So I don't know. I
agree with you.
Did WDIV act appropriately in the administrative leave? Is that just what companies do?
Yeah, that's what happened in that situation. So because Fox came to them ahead of time and said, we're running this story. So they did that.
All right. Todd Flood, difficult day. I appreciate you coming on. And we will report this when it comes to its conclusion. It won't be one of those things where they say, by the way, nothing came of it. So I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Ben. Talk to you soon, Kevin.
All right. Talk to you soon. That's going to do it for All Talk. Focus with Paul W. Smith is next.